Hi there. The word for you today is on wonder and worship. In Psalm 99, verse 5, the psalmist writes, "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool." Never lose your sense of wonder, or you'll lose your motivation for worship. You see, unless you believe your God is all-powerful, ever-present, and approachable, you live in a state of anxiety believing that everything depends on you. You'll shrink from sharing your faith in case you get ridiculed or can't find the right words. You'll fail to be generous because the source of your security is now in yourself. You'll avoid confronting those who need it because without the certainty of God's acceptance, you become a slave to people's opinions. We live in a cynical age. It discourages wonder. We've diminished the marvel and awe, yet deep down we still ache for it. You see, when you shrink your concept of God to fit your own rationale, you begin to pray without faith, work without passion, serve without joy, and suffer without hope. And the result is fear, retreat, and loss of vision. But there's one thing that's guaranteed to restore your understanding of how big and how wonderful God is, and that's worship. God created us so that when we experience something awe-inspiring, we need to praise it, to wrap words around it. We don't worship God because he needs it, but because we do. Without worship, our perception of him is incomplete. We forget how great he is. We overlook our calling and become self-involved. We lose our sense of wonder and gratitude by plodding through life with the blinders on, and we end up becoming self-reliant, stubborn, and proud. So, each day, at some point, pause, look up and say with the psalmist, "Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool."